Praise the Lord. I see it on the screen, but I want to make sure I have my Bible open. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after in their generation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So as we see in the scripture we just read, God called and called Abraham before Abraham had started working with God. God had called him before. And then this time God came unto him again. God appeared unto him again and told him that the commandment was walk before me and be thou perfect. And after he gave him that commandment, he now told him of the covenant that followed that commandment. That commandment is not just an instruction. That commandment, I'm entering a covenant with you, praise the Lord. As I give you this commandment, I'm entering a covenant with you. This commandment is associated with a covenant, praise the Lord. And he said now, when Abraham, at that time when God was talking to Abraham, Abraham fell on his face to acknowledge God, praise the Lord. And then God now told him that what the covenant entails. He said, I will make you a father of many nations, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you might have just one child, or you might have, but God has made you a father of many nations, praise the Lord. So that is the covenant, that I will make you a father of many nations. I come to think about it, God told Abraham, we'll make you a father of many nations. But physically, Abraham only had, at that time, he hasn't even had the promised child. Ishmael was there, but he hasn't had the promised child, praise the Lord. But God told him, we'll make him a father of many nations. So it doesn't matter how you are today, God has already declared this word, and you're part of that Abrahamic covenant through Christ. God has already declared that he has made you a father of many nations. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So verse 4 he said, and my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations, and thou shalt be. But when it comes to verse 5, he said, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. In verse 4, he said, thou shalt be. That means you are going to be. But in verse 5, he said, I have made you already. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God has already made you our fathers, our men in this house. God has already made you a father of many nations. You are fathers of many nations. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. So it's not just making you father of many nations, but it will make you exceeding fruitful. Praise the Lord. So you're not just going to be father. You're not just going to be a father, but you are going to be a fruitful father. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A father that does not lack anything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he said that you'll be exceeding fruitful. And not just that you're going to be father, but the children, the offspring he has given to you, they are kings, they are queens, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because that is what the Lord said in the book in verse 6. He said, and kings shall come out of thee. Kings shall come out of thee, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So kings and queens are coming out of thee. In this current generation, you are seeing the ones you are seeing right now, and the ones that will come that you will not even see, but they are going by your name. Kings and queens are coming out. May we say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he said, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed. So the covenant, it is a covenant that he's establishing with you that is going down your lineage. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we get to that part. So what is the covenant? Have you keyed into the covenant? If you're not keyed into this covenant, you're not passing anything down to your lineage. Praise the Lord. So you have to key into this covenant because you're part of the Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord. And I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee the land where is now as a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I'll be your God. Look at it, all of us seated here. Whether you like it or not, we are strangers in this land, right now. All of us seated here. Am I correct?
Yes.
Is there any Native American here?
No.
No Native American. So now, but God is saying that he's giving us and our seed. He's giving the men in this church and their seed, this land, as an everlasting possession. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this is because of the covenant you are entering into with God, the covenant you entered into. So if one thing is that big, one thing is it's good to be known that okay, you're part of Abraham's seed. Have you keyed into the covenant? Praise the Lord. Amen. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, and thy seed, and thy seed after thee in their generations. Praise the Lord. So now we just read the scripture. We see the great promises of God. We see that God said he has made our men fathers of many nations. And he has made that, you've made the exceeding fruitful. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we're talking about, my topic, as I said, is the honor of fatherhood. The honor of fatherhood. So fatherhood comes with an honor. Praise the Lord. So who is a father? Talking about the honor of father, we have to understand who a father is. A father is a male parent, a male who has begun a child, an originator, a father, a source, a male that is taking care of, that is taking care of children. Because sometimes we get this wrong. We just think that, sometimes I did tell some people in my place of work, I told somebody Happy Father's Day, and the person said, I don't have a child. Does that mean that person is not a father? It's possible that that person is not a father because that person refused to take up the responsibility of fatherhood in the life of somebody. Praise the Lord. So it's not just producing that, because there are fathers that are not really fathers. So it's not just producing the child. But taking up the responsibility of fatherhood in the life of the child makes you a father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for the young ones, because we know that you're coming, you're a potential father. So you are fathers. We wish all of you happy Father's Day. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So father means sustainer, foundation, source, root, genetic compositor. Praise the Lord. So, which means that a father is a progenitor. Amen.
Amen.
A father is a provider. A father is a leader. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A father is an influencer. A father is a founder, a supporter, and a role model. So when people say, I'm not a father. Why do we call our founding fathers? If you are not a father, why would you say our founding fathers did this and that? Then you don't belong to them. Praise the Lord. You are not supposed to say our founding fathers. If you want to only say, it's only because I have a child that makes me a father. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, so in the Christendom, God has placed us in the lives of us. God has placed us in the lives of people, in the lives of children around us. So as men, God has placed you around children to be an example unto them. So there are people that will tell you that my life changed because of a teacher I encountered. The teacher did not just play the role of classroom teaching and leave, but the teachers became a role model to that child. So that teacher has played some role of a father in the life of that child. Am I correct? Praise the Lord. So as a father, the father is the foundation on which the home is built. Sometimes some fathers will say, you are just like your mother. It's not just like his mother. It's the foundation you left for him as he grew up. So praise the Lord. So you are the foundation of whom the old home is built. So if the foundation is faulty, how will that home be? If you build a house and the foundation is not solid, what will happen to the house? The house will fall. So the father is the foundation of the home. As a father, God has made you the foundation of your home. Praise the Lord. So you have to make sure that that foundation is protected. That foundation is solid. So a father is the foundation of the home. Praise the Lord. A father is the root that is holding all the other parts of the tree together. Praise the Lord. But when I tell my father, I say, a father is a foundation. A father is a source. A father is a root. Praise the Lord. Now talking about father being the root. It is the root of the tree, right? If the root is rotten, will the tree produce well? Will the fruit still survive? If a tree dies, or the leaves are withering, then there's a problem with the root. Praise the Lord. So you are the root of your family. Praise the Lord, as fathers. You are the root of your family. It is in that root that the branches grow. It is in that root, because that root is solid. That's why the tree can produce fruits. Praise the Lord. So the wives, the children, they're all branches and fruits of the tree, of roots, praise the Lord, of the tree produced by the root. So the root has to be held, the root has to be strong. So as far as you are the roots holding every other part of the tree together, praise the Lord. So the Father is also the sustainer of the family. Just as the foundation sustains the house and the root sustains the tree, so the Father sustains the home, praise the Lord. Like I said before, anything happened to the root or anything happened to the foundation, the house is gone, praise the Lord. Amen. So he is the sustainer. He is also the provider, praise the Lord. Matthew 7, verse 9 to 11. In Matthew 7, verse 9 to 11, the Bible was describing, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. He said, Matthew chapter 7, 9 to 11. Jesus was telling them that if you, as evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? That's something that shows that the fathers are providers, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, 9 to 11. What man is there of you who, if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Praise the Lord. So even as we are, we know how to give good gifts to our children. As fathers, no matter how big your child, sometimes my son will say, "Daddy, so mean. He left me to play with my tablet, my phone. Daddy, so mean." But yes, Daddy knows how to give good gifts. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that the Father is the provider. Amen.
Amen.
It is because of that providing instinct in him that makes him to make sure he gives his children good gifts. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 says that. Yeah, if 1 Timothy 5, can you project 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, please? But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So that means that the responsibility of providing for the home is on the Father, praise the Lord. So the fathers are born providers. Amen?
Amen?
Because God modeled them in his image and likeness, praise the Lord. So they are the providers. So a father is father is a male parent, a sustainer, a founder, and so on. And the father is, as a foundation, is the root of the, is the foundation on which the house stands. As the root is the root, as the root, it is on him that all the tree, all the branches of the tree stand. He's the one that holds the tree, every part of the tree together. Praise the Lord. So, and then he's, I said, he's a sustainer. He's the sustainer of the family, like the root sustains the tree, and the foundation sustains the building. It sustains the family, and it's also a provider. But then, when we define father, we see fathers. The fatherhood is from father, praise the Lord. But not all fathers are actually into fatherhood, praise the Lord. Amen. Fatherhood is the state of being a father, praise the Lord. Fatherhood is the state of being a father. So when I say the topic once again is the honor of fatherhood, so I don't want to break down what father is and what fatherhood is, praise the Lord. So the state of being a father. So some people are fathers biologically, that they are not really fathers in the lives of the children. Praise the Lord. So that is where the word fatherhood comes in. Being the state of being a father, it means modeling positive character traits and relationship skills that your children can reflect, grow, and develop in themselves. Praise the Lord. Fatherhood is the process of you bringing these children up and showing them positive characteristics, positive relationship skills, positive things that they can see and develop, grow in themselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you know, when our children children, you'll be surprised that that thing, the children can, that thing can manifest in the lives of the children. Praise the Lord. Take, for example, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 10 to 20, is long, long read. When Abraham got to Abimelech was, and Abimelech, he was afraid that his wife was too beautiful, so they would kill him because of the wife. So he told her to say she's his sister. She tell them she's his sister. So anybody asked to say she's my sister. Yeah, he said they are related. That's true, but then their togetherness is not because of sisterhood. Their togetherness was because of their marriage. Praise the Lord. So he said, okay, she's my sister. Eventually, the truth was found out. Then he got to Egypt again, and Pharaoh asked him, "Who is this woman?" Said she's my sister. Two times Abraham lied. When Abraham told those two lies, Isaac was not born then. So maybe they told him that he didn't tell this kind of thing before. What, I don't know. But so many years later, Isaac and Rebecca, the same story. Isaac took out to lie in Genesis 26, 8 to 9. When they asked him, "Who is this lady?" he said, "She's my sister." Although it was found out, praise the Lord. Amen. So whatever you model, there's a possibility that your children will copy it and leave it. So, Father, the lifetime you show, whether in presence of your children or is when they are not there, is very important. Amen? So, fatherhood means modeling positive character traits and relationship skills that your children can reflect and grow and develop in themselves. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you hear so many people say, "Do as I say, but not as I do." I've told this story before. One of my roommates in college, she told us the story about her brother. Her father was a chain smoker. So all of a sudden, her teenage brother, and now the mother caught him smoking. So when the mother caught the teen, this was in Nigeria, not even America yet. The mother caught the teenage son smoking. So she was so angry, she talked to him, and then when the father came, she now talked to the told the father what she saw the boy doing. And then the father was, he didn't really know what to tell the boy. So he just said, "You know, at your age, I've not started smoking." Praise the Lord. Amen. That was what he had to tell the boy. But the truth is that within him, he never expected his child to do that thing. Praise the Lord. So those things that you don't want your children to grow up doing, why would you want to do them? Praise the Lord. So a father models positive character traits and relationship skills. Fatherhood means availability, being present in the lives and activities of your children. That is why I said that some people are fathers, but they are not into fatherhood. Praise the Lord. Being positive, being present in the lives and activities of your children. Available when they have activities. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes too, I've seen the parents that even though families that in some American families, I've seen that even though they are divorced, anytime the child has a game, the father goes. But I've also seen the ones that it's only on graduation day. We see those jokes on TV, right? It's only when the child is graduating. I watched one movie some time ago. It's when the child is graduating. Now, wasn't graduating or was getting a scholarship, and the father wore a suit and went to stand and to show that he's the father. But he was not there in the life of the child. He didn't even pay fees for the child. Now he wants to take glory. So fatherhood means being present, available in the life of the child. Praise the Lord. So now we're talking about the honor of being the father. Praise the Lord, the honor of being the father. Fatherhood is a great honor. Praise the Lord. It's a great honor to be called a father. The title father is the highest title God placed on man, because that is the same title God has. We call God our father in heaven. Our father. Jesus, anything Jesus is talking about God, you say my father. Praise the Lord. So God is our father. He's the original father. He now places that title on men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He places it on the male. Praise the Lord. So it's an honor to be called the father. In the land, it's not Bible study, it's a book. Praise the Lord. Amen. So a father, which is the title father, is the highest honor placed on man. This is the same title the Almighty God holds. Yet in his benevolence, he decided to share that title with men. Praise the Lord. So it is an honor to be a father. It's an honor to be called a father. When sometimes in our culture, we call most elderly men, we call them daddy, praise the Lord, amen. But if somebody is calling you daddy, that means that in the real sense, the person has a level of respect for you. So it's an honor to be called a father, praise the Lord, amen. It is an honor to be responsible for another human being's life. It's an honor to be in the process of bringing another human being to the world, praise the Lord. Amen. It is an honor for a father to add his daughter to you. Praise the Lord. So when we're talking about fatherhood, we're talking about being a father. It's not just to your children. You're also a father to your wife. Because when in the wedding ceremony, I don't think things have changed these days. Women hand the daughter over, but then they will ask who is handing the daughter over. Then the father will come out and so it is an honor for you to be responsible enough for another man to hand his daughter over to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it's an honor to be responsible for a family. Not everybody gets, not every male receives that honor. Let's be sincere. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You want to marry some people, the families will say, we're not giving our daughter to you. Amen?
Amen.
Not even in America, but the family will warn me, I don't want you to marry that guy. Don't come to me. You know? So it's an honor to be responsible for other human beings that God has placed on you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's an honor to be in charge. Praise the Lord. I know in one Bible study, we debated this thing. When Eve ate the fruit, God did not come out immediately because Eve was not in charge. Am I correct? But the moment Adam ate it, Adam was in charge, so God came out. Praise the Lord. So it's an honor to be placed in charge. That's why sometimes we say, "Oh, I'm not after title." Yes, you're not after title, but especially in our job places, and you're due for a promotion. And you're supposed to head that department, and suddenly they bring somebody else from another place to head the department. We're not happy, right? So if you, as the man of the house, and when somebody comes to the house and say, "Who is the head of this household?" Instead of you coming out, the wife will say, "You sit and I'll come out." Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Am I correct? If so, it's an honor to be in that place that God has placed you in charge. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's an honor to be able to nurture your children and see them go through every stage of life. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to be there. Not even every father has been able to enjoy that honor, because some of them, after they give birth to the children, maybe something happened and they're not there. So some people lost their fathers when they were young, right? So those fathers didn't enjoy that honor of seeing their children grow up in different stages of life, attending their graduation, being in their wedding. Praise the Lord. It is an honor. And it's an honor to be part of the success stories of your children and of your wife. Praise the Lord. So these are some of the honors God has bestowed on our men. So these are some of the honors that come with fatherhood. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the fathers are so honored. God himself placed this honor on them. It's an honor to realize that people are looking up to you. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we complain, "Oh, this bill, but look at it. It is an honor to know that people are looking up to you to provide. It's an honor to know that people are looking up to you to be a role model. It's an honor to know that people are looking up to you to be an example. Praise the Lord. So that is an honor. Don't just see it as a problem. It is an honor. Not everybody has that honor. Not every male has that honor. But thank God, all the men in this church have been placed in that place of honor, and they are maximizing that position of honor. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So fatherhood is an honor. It's an honor that comes responsibilities. Praise the Lord. Father who comes with great responsibilities. Amen. Being a father comes with responsibility. In fact, the phrase, a phrase in Cambridge Dictionary says that fatherhood is a lifelong responsibility. Do you agree with me? Fatherhood is a lifelong responsibility. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we can see that in the book of Genesis. I want my time is gone, so I will read it. In the book of Genesis, chapter 42, 1 to 2, Jacob was with his children in his flat when there was famine. Oh, let's remember that his children were not just boys. They were already married with their own children. But because he was the head of the clan, he wanted to make sure that they have provision. So he called his son. So go to Egypt and get food for the family. Go buy grains from Egypt. Because even though then he was already old, he saw it as a responsibility to make sure that the clan is provided for. Praise the Lord. So, and then in Genesis 49, 1 to 2, and then 28 to 32, you saw in that he was, even in his dying bed, he still played the role of a father by making pronouncement upon his children. So it's a lifelong responsibility. So one of the responsibilities of fatherhood includes providing for the needs of the family and providing love and care for the wife and children. Praise the Lord. The father is responsible for loving and caring for his wife and children. Amen. So it's not just enjoying the honor, but taking up the responsibilities. Even when the children go astray or choose their own path of life, the father never gives up. We can see that from the prodigal son's father. Even though the Bible did not say, well, the moment his son, his son was coming, he rushed to embrace his son and celebrated. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The father is the priest of the family. The responsibility of priesthood is on the father. Praise the Lord. Let's not give that responsibility for the women. Let's take up that responsibility. Be the priest of your own, because it's one of the responsibilities that comes with fatherhood. In many homes, the wife takes a lot of spiritual attacks and battles because the fathers have not risen up to take their place as the priest of the family. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And after you say, oh, she's so sick, she's so sick, you don't know the arrows that are coming to her because she's the only one trying to protect the entire family. So take your place. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are the covering over your family. The father is the cover of the family, protects the family. No one that in our village, in the village, we know that if the father is tough in the family, people actually come and make trouble in that compound. Am I correct? People actually come and make trouble in that compound because they know that that father doesn't tolerate nonsense. So he provides covering for his family, both physically and spiritually. It's the father's responsibility to patiently teach his wife and children. Patiently teach his wife and children. Amen. If the father's responsibility to be a positive role model, we can't read all the scriptures again, but his responsibility to be a positive role model, to discipline and correct his children. Amen.
Amen.
And then to be compassionate with his children. It's not everything is not false, but you show compassion when
Amen.
You're relating with them.
Amen.
Realizing that every child is different, putting their differences in your mind when you're relating with them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it is a father's responsibility to be present and spend time with his children. When I mean present, it doesn't mean that you sit with the children 24 hours a day, but even if it's once a week, you have that time. That once a week, do something that is together with your children. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let them remember those experiences. Amen.
Amen.
So, we are about to conclude. Amen. So now we've talked about all these beautiful things about our fathers, how God has placed them in the place of honor, how God also, the honor comes with responsibility. It's not just honor, but honor that comes with responsibility. So now, in conclusion, for us as wives and children, this message is not just for the fathers, but it's for us too, because God has placed our husbands and our fathers in the place of honor. We have to honor them. If God honors a man, who are we not to honor them? Every father, every husband God has placed in your life has to be honored. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we celebrate Father's Day today, let it not just be today. God wants us to honor our fathers and husbands because God himself has placed a great honor on them. That they might not be perfect. No father is perfect. They do their best for us, but they are not 100% perfect. Let's be truthful. Praise the Lord. that even in their imperfection, let's honor them. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we must celebrate them every day.
Amen.
And for the fathers, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. For the fathers, you know, God has placed you in the place of honor. You know that. Don't be those men that want to be recognized as fathers. They don't want to carry the responsibility. Some men want to be recognized as fathers, they don't want to carry the responsibility. That's not, thank God there is no man like that in this church. Amen.
Amen.
So fatherhood is an honor that comes with great respect. You cannot fully enjoy the honor of fatherhood if you don't carry out the responsibility. If you fail to meet the responsibilities of fatherhood, then you cannot enjoy the honor. So don't expect to enjoy the honor without the responsibility.
Amen.
And no man can fully take on the responsibility of fatherhood without partnering with Christ. So this morning, I want us to rise on our feet. Even as we rise on our feet, I want the men to search themselves and see if their relationship with Christ is still standing. If they are still standing in Christ, because the work is enormous. It's not the work they want to do. We say it's a lifelong responsibility. So ask yourself, check yourself. If you are really handling this responsibility in partnership with Christ, because the responsibility of fatherhood can weigh you down and cause depression. That if you are in partnership with Christ, at every stage be without you. So check yourself and begin to talk to God. Begin to tell God that in any way that you need to be strengthened to fulfill your responsibility as a father, that the Lord will grant unto you. And our women, let's pray for the men. Let's pray for them that God is going to strengthen them. That God will want to increase His honor. Children, pray for your dad. Tell God to increase His honor in the life of your dad. That God tells God to make your fathers honorable in Him. That wherever they go, they will give respect. That we see them and respect them. Because they are all fathers in the house of God. They are fathers that reflect Christ in them. In the name of Jesus, ask God to give us the grace to honor our fathers. That we will not just look because we will not despise our fathers, but we will honor them. Even when they make mistakes, that God will give us the grace to honor them. Father, King of God, we just want to thank you for our fathers. We just want to bless and appreciate you. For all you've been doing, the rest of our fathers, we say thank you. Father, Lord, we are grateful for them, and we are proud of who they are today. Father, Lord, their lives count indeed. Their lives are speaking indeed. We say thank you, Lord, and we bring them before you. We ask that you continue to help them. They will not fail. They will not falter. Father, Lord, your honor for them will not be used. It will not be used. You will not be used for. Will not be abused in Jesus' name. They thought they will just honor you place on them. They will use it to your glory in Jesus' name. They will walk even. They will carry out the responsibility of fatherhood to your glory in Jesus' name. They will not fail. They will not falter. The bodies of father will not wear them down in Jesus' name. They will come to walk in the light of Christ. And Lord, their lives, the church in their family, will reflect in the lives of their children in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen.